The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:05 in the morning here on the 3rd of October, 2019. And, gosh, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center here. We've just launched our new website. You can, people that say that, you know, that want to jump into the chat room, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to get around this website, but it's also the first day here for our good friend, our partner, Trish Clark.
Good morning. The first Thursday in October. I can't believe the year is just absolutely going away on us quickly. It's about 56 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 75. Light and variable winds. Going to be a low tonight of 45. On Friday, sunny with a high near 76. And on Friday night, a low near 50. No appreciable weather to speak of other than those kind of cool days and cool evenings. Saturday, sunny with a high near 84 and a clear overnight of 55. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 89. Monday, coming up to about 90 and going to be right in the low high 90s and or high 80s and low 90s for the rest of the week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's all the way you looked. I thought somebody was rolling through the door there. Hey, we are very honored to have with us this morning Colonel Jason Fettig, who is the commander. Is that the right term? The commander of the United States Marine Corps Band, the President's Own.
That's correct. Director and commanding officer.
Director and commanding officer.
Welcome.
Well, welcome. And I don't know if people realize this, but the band was started in 1798 by an act of Congress and is America's oldest continuously active professional musical organization in America.
Wow.
Yes, it's quite a distinction and quite a responsibility to uphold that history. 220 years of music making for our country and for the presidency. And thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much, because the President's Own is coming to Palo Cedro here a week from today to give a concert at the Foothill High School.
Palo Cedro.
Yeah. Hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about the band?
Sure. Well, the band, as you said, was founded by an act of Congress in 1798. We have been the President's Own since 1801. We've served every president since John Adams, something we're very proud of. And in addition to being the musicians who perform at the White House on a regular basis, of course, we are the Marine Band as well. So we have a tremendous responsibility to the Marine Corps, performing ceremonies all throughout the Washington Capital Region for the Marine Corps. And we have, over the last two centuries, become a very public ensemble as well, and quite well known throughout the country and throughout the world. And one of the most important things we get to do every year is to come out on tour. This is a tradition that was started by our most famous director, John Philip Sousa, who was my predecessor from 1880 to 1892. And he believed that it was important to share this American institution with as many citizens as possible. And he took the band out on the road for the first time, and we've been doing it nearly every year since. And it's one of the most exciting and special things we get to do every year.
Now, the Marine Band, the United States Marine Corps Band, you don't just get guys out of boot camp, guys and girls out of boot camp, do you?
No, this is a very specialized unit in the Marine Corps. And because of the responsibility we have to provide music for the president, for the commandant, you can imagine that the performance needs to be at a very high level and with a tremendous amount of versatility for our Marines. And so our Marines really need to come to the band fully trained when they come into the organization. We run auditions much like major symphony orchestras would have across the country, scrutinizing our candidates and making sure we find exactly the right musician and person to come in and join our ranks so they can hit the ground running from day one. So It's a very unique process by which our Marines are brought into the Corps, and it's worked exceptionally well for our history, allowing us to execute our mission at the highest level possible.
So the people that are playing in the orchestra, they are, in fact, Marines, have gone through the whole entire genre to be a Marine, but then they end up in the band, or no?
Well, it's a little bit different. There are some Marines who come to the President's Zone from other parts of the Corps, but the vast majority of our musicians actually come from the civilian sector. We recruit to find the highest educated and qualified Marines we can, or individuals we can, to be in the Marine Corps. We don't have a secondary combat role. This is what makes us so specialized in the Marine Corps. So our job is to provide music for the President of the United States. That is our mission, and the Commandant of the Marine Corps. And so, like I said, all of our Marines, they are full-fledged Marines as far as all the rights and privileges of Marines and responsibilities, but our job is to make music for the Marine Corps. And they're highly educated, so currently almost 100% of our Marines have at least a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. More than 60% have master's degrees, and in fact, 15% have doctorates in music, if you can believe that.
So how do you, I mean, you are the commander and the director of the Marine Corps Band. Tell us a little bit about you, Colonel.
Well, I came into the Marine Band right out of college. I was so fortunate to win that audition, that competitive audition, and be offered a chance to perform with this organization. The minute that I joined the Marine Corps and joined the band, I knew that this was something that I wanted to do for a career. To have the opportunity to serve in this way, through my specific skill set, is really an incredible and rare opportunity. I had no illusions of becoming the commander and the director. I was a clarinet player in the band first and was very happy to be doing that. And then an opportunity arose within my first enlistment to re-audition for a new position and to join the officer staff as the junior conductor. And I took that opportunity, and I was selected for that, and here I am nearly 22 years later with the great privilege of standing on the podium of this incredible institution.
Wow. You know, now people can enlist in the Marine Corps and get into the music program, though. Is this correct?
That's right. Yeah, the Marine Corps has a robust music program. We have 10 what we call field bands that are spread all throughout the continental United States. And we have a band in Japan, in Okinawa, and we have a band in Hawaii as well. And those Marines do serve the Marine Corps to be musicians as well. They will rotate from band to band. They will, what they call PCS, they will move just like other Marines do. But they have an opportunity, as they serve the Marine Corps as musicians, to also audition for the President's Zone. In fact, we have several musicians in our band who did serve in the Marine Corps, or other services for that matter, other bands in the Army or the Navy or the Air Force, who then won that competitive audition, which begins as a blind audition, by the way. You know, we're looking for the very best musicians, and so we will hold a blind audition where we are only listening to what they can do on their instruments. And then as they advance through the process and we get closer and closer to finding the right individual, we conduct interviews and we make sure they're screened for security clearance and from a health perspective, can enlist in the Marine Corps and meet the weight height requirements, of course, that is a standard for all Marines. But, yes, those opportunities do exist, and when those Marines win that audition, then we will move them from their job as a Fleet Marine musician to become permanently attached to the President's Zone in Washington, D.C.
Well, I'll have to admit, I don't know if you know this, but I spent 32 years in the Corps. And
you're a colonel, right? Retired colonel?
Yeah, I was retired lieutenant colonel. I started off enlisted. So, you know,
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi there. And one of the things I have been able to see the President's Zone, the Marine Band, just, you know, at 8th and I, and then I believe at the Iwo Jima Monument, you have you all put on concerts there on Thursday, at least used to Thursday evening.
That's right.
During the summer,
the Marine Corps does present sunset parades at the Marine Corps War Memorial, the Iwo Jima Memorial. The Marine Band actually does not typically perform at those. That would be the Drum and Bugle Corps,
which is our sister band at
8th and I. Uh-huh. But what you probably have seen are the Friday evening parades, the very famous parades that happen every Friday at Marine Barracks, Washington, and the Marine Band has been a part of those since the inception of those parades. And such an important ceremony and a wonderful showcase for the Marine Corps each and every week at 8th and I.
It is, and I would, you know, if anybody gets a chance to do this, you go back to see Washington, D.C., and you see all these different aspects of our history. if you ever get a chance, and you can, there are tickets available to go to that sunset parade or that parade on Friday evenings at the Commandant's, wow. at 8th and I, the Commandant's home there. It is just absolutely fabulous. Colonel, we got to take a quick break. Can you hang on for a couple minutes?
Of course.
Yeah, because when I get back, I want to talk to you about that. We actually had band members join us in a Desert Shield, Desert Storm. But I assume they weren't from your unit, that they were probably from the 1st Marine Division.
Yeah, that's probably exactly where they came from. So band members do sometimes deploy as rearward security in times of war, and those Marines are, of course, fully combat trained, those musicians that are out in the fleet bands, and that is not an uncommon practice for them to deploy.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air has been in the business over 25 years. They are a veteran-owned business, too, and they've been serving the North State so well, been voted best in the North State. This is who we have do the work on our air and heat. In fact, they're coming by here in a couple weeks to do a regular six-month check to make sure all those filters and everything is working right before the winter really hits here. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Colonel Jason Fettig, who is the director and the commanding officer of the United States Marine Corps Band, the President's Own.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio for 10 years. We've been blasting away out here.
I know, celebration today.
Celebration. We're celebrating this whole week. It's our 10th year. Hey, but right now, hey, part of the reason we're on is because of our great listeners and our advertisers and B&T Satellite and Doug Tooley, a veteran himself. Just remember, don't call that 800 number. Call your local number, 241-3474-241-DISH. And Doug has got a bunch of great things going on right now. If you're a military first responder, veteran, you can get that Stars and Stripes package. Gosh, you know, no restrictions, free movie rentals, and so much more. But you got to call him at 241-3474-241-DISH, B&T Satellite. Now, we have on the line with us Colonel Jason Fettig. Am I pronouncing that right, Colonel?
You are. Thank you, Carl.
Okay. And he is the director and the commanding officer of the United States Marine Corps Band, which was formed in 1798 by an act of Congress and is still going strong. It's composed of musicians from what, all over the United States, or is it all over the world?
Well, you have to be an American citizen
okay. To
be in the president's zone, but we do indeed have some folks who are from other countries that became naturalized American citizens and joined the band, but really all over the country, from nearly every state in our union, we have musicians who have come to serve in the band.
Now this is a specialized unit, so you're exempt from some things. Your people are not combat trained. They have been, a lot of them, every one of them has a degree in music. Many of them have masters, and some have their doctorates in music. So I have to ask this question. Are they on the same pay scale as our average Marines, or is it because of a special unit that's different too?
The pay scale is a little different in the sense that all of our Marines come in at the rank of staff sergeant, and that's been a practice that's been in place for quite a long time, and the goal is to, of course, attract the appropriately educated individuals to come and join the Marine Corps to serve in this way, to keep that pay scale competitive with what this level of education would have on the outside in the civilian sector. But our musicians, when they come to the Marine Band, they know they are coming to serve in the United States Marine Corps. There's a real spirit of service that goes along with that skill set. And a lot of our musicians could work anywhere in any kind of musical organization. And they choose the Marines because, as you well know, Marines do everything at an exceptionally high level. And there's a tremendous amount of pride in that excellence and representing that excellence everywhere that we go. And I think that's what sets apart the musicians who choose to serve in the president's zone from those who would rather serve in a different place.
Well, you know what? That's
inspiring.
That is inspiring, and that's a great answer because, you know, we see them, like I said, I've had the opportunity to see them a couple times. You know, mainly we see our bands that are out in one of the other, I think, 10 or 11 bands that are out there, you know, with the division mm-hmm. or something.
And they're excellent.
And they're excellent. But now you're making a tour. You make a tour every year. You have over 500 performances, I understand, a year.
Right. Yeah, and the tour that we go on every year, it's such a unique opportunity for us as Marines and as musicians to not only entertain, you know, these communities that we visit, but to personally connect with the communities and connect with especially young people that are in these communities. You know, for a lot of folks, they don't have necessarily the opportunity to meet and interact with Marines where they go. In California, it's a little different because there is a wonderful Marine Corps presence in California, as you know. But a lot of times the only exposure that our patrons have to the Marine Corps is the Marine Band. And so one of our jobs, in addition to all the music we play at the White House over 200 times a year for the president, is to get out into these communities and help tell the Marine Corps story, to get out and help kind of use music as a form of diplomacy for people who are curious about the Marine Corps and to honor those who serve and who have served. And that's a big part of these concerts is to to bring to life how important that is, and to bring people together through music and celebrate that service that so many have offered. And something we're really proud to do, and every night that we perform, we do 29 concerts in 31 days when we're on our tour for the month of October. You feel that electricity in the room right from the first notes of the national anthem and then on into our program. You feel all these different people from different walks of life coming together, whether they're veterans or current service members or music students or just patriots and music lovers. And there's an evolution through the course of those 2 hours of people really coming together as one. And it's such a special feeling. It's something that isn't replicated for us in any other part of our service than when we're on the tour.
And how many people are playing at one time? How many people are in the band?
We tour with about 65 Marines is our standard concert band. And one of the things I'm responsible for, even though we're out here on the road each and every year, is we still need to be back in Washington to provide music for our president. And so we have a contingent of musicians who stay home, and there have been times when I've flown back home to perform a major White House event and had my assistant take a tour concert while I was away. So it's about two-thirds of the performing musicians that are out here on the road each year, and then one-third stays back in Washington to continue to fulfill our mission there 365 days a year.
What a tremendous career. And the symbolism of the whole structure is very impressive.
This is, you know, I'm really glad we had this opportunity to talk with you, Colonel.
Learning so much about it.
And because this band is the epitome of where people would like to be. We talk about all these famous, you know, these famous orchestras all over the United States, but I think people don't realize that you can hold your own with any group out there.
Well, it's very kind of you to say. I know that our musicians are among the best in the country, and they work very hard to continue to be the best. We take great pride in the quality of the music that we play. I mean, the goal is to musically represent the excellence of the Marine Corps, right? I mean, that's what we do each and every day. And it is heartening for me, someone who has chosen this career of service in the Marine Corps, to see so many talented musicians come and want to serve in this way. And as I said earlier, to deliberately choose this band over other opportunities. We have a lot of musicians who actually leave other major positions in the civilian musical world to come and enlist in the Marine Corps and be a part of this band. So I think that's what makes the organization special. And the talent is one thing, but it's the spirit of dedication to duty that really brings it to the next level. And I hope that people hear that in our performances wherever we go.
I think, you know what, I believe they do. I can't see how they wouldn't. And this tour is one of these that one night you're here, next night you're someplace else, and next night you're someplace else. I think you're up in Medford, Oregon. I think the night before you get down here to Palo Cedro.
And what a great opportunity for the local community to be able to go.
All the band members of all the schools around here could go there, and this could be something that puts a you know, the idea in their head that I can do this. You know, if I work hard and I go to school and I can audition for this to be one of the best.
Well, I certainly hope so. Yeah, and when we're going to be in Palo Cedro, we're going to be at Foothill High School in the gymnasium, and I know we're being sponsored by the school there, by the band director there, and this is one of the best things about being on tours. When you go to a gym in a local community and you've got 3,000 people gathered there, and you look out, you see music students, you see young people, you see, of course, veterans, you see members of the community, and you hope that you are inspiring that next generation. You know, one of the things that's been so important to us, not just presenting these concerts each and every year to the community at large, but also the educational outreach that's embedded in our tour. We get into the schools, nearly every community we're in, we visit the schools before or after the concert and actually spend personal time with these students. In fact, right after our interview, I'm leaving for a school here outside of Seattle to work with a couple of bands over there. And at Foothill High School, I believe the next morning, we are actually sending about 15 or 20 Marines into the schools to work with the students personally after the concert the previous night.
Exciting.
Yeah, and that's why we changed the times that he was going to be on, just for that reason, so the colonel could make it to schools for these things. You know, we've got to let you go here, Colonel, but here, do you ever tell, this is kind of like not off the wall, but do you ever tell your band, whatever you see during one of these events at the White House, whatever you see there stays there?
You know, we've been We've been serving the presidency for two centuries now, and you can imagine we've seen a lot and had some really amazing experiences. But as every Marine knows, you are there to serve, and you do the job, and you do it at the highest level possible, and we don't tell tales. No, we don't.
Good to know.
Oh, I can just imagine. Okay, last question. Do the band directors,
sure.
do they keep, I mean, this has been going on since, like we said, 1798. Do the band directors keep notes and they get passed down to the next band director?
Do you have notes from John Philip Sousa?
And stuff like that?
You know, that is an excellent question, and the answer is yes. We actually keep a very detailed history of our organization, and we have what we call leader logs. We have safes at 8th and I in Washington, D.C., where we keep these leader logs that go back hundreds of years, detailing all of the moments in history that we've experienced in the front row seat to history
wow.
that we've had, whether it be times of war or unique events. So we do keep these logs. They are for historical purposes, and it's actually fascinating to go through and see what the experience has been for the Marines who came before.
What a book that would make. I mean, because you've been, I mean, everything that's happened in our country, the United States Marine Corps Band has been there.
I mean,
maybe not. Yeah, you didn't. They didn't go across the lines in the Marne, and they didn't land at Iwo Jima.
But
they were there for
with
all
the president.
This, yeah, and all those notes that are coming down. What a great book that could make.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll get to work on that because I think it would be interesting, and it is a tremendous thing to think about when we realize that we now today are part of this continuum of history and continuing on that tradition and legacy for our country. It adds a whole other dimension to the music making, and it's such a tremendous privilege for each of us who serve here.
Well, thank you so much, Colonel Jason Fettig, who is the director and the commanding officer of the United States Marine Corps Band, the president's own. It's the oldest continuous musical organization in America, started in 1798. And thank you very much for your time, and hope to meet you when you're down here.
Thank you very much, Carl. If I could put in just a 10-second plug for our concert in Palo Cedro, there are still tickets available, so I sincerely hope people will come out and see us perform. It should promise to be an electric, special evening, and if you want to get tickets, you can go to marineband.ticketleap.com, and you can sign up online to get your free tickets, and we hope to see you on October 10th.
And these tickets are free, and you're going to have probably one of the greatest orchestras in the world playing for you for free now.
Thanks
you know, for
so much.
2 hours.
Thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks a lot,
Hopefully
Colonel.
We've got the
really
word out there.
The
you bet. Semper Fi.
Thank you very much. Semper Fi to you, sir.
All right. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, a locally owned, locally operated bank right here in Reading. They do have a branch in Red Bluff on Riverside Way, but here at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell, they're in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. They are, like I said, they are locally owned, locally operated. They want to do the best for you. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they move local dreams forward. Trish Lark, Carl Bott, we'll be right back after these messages, 7:33 in the morning, about 56 degrees out there.
Gold market at a six-year high. You may have hundreds to thousands of dollars or more hidden away. For over 30 years, the Gold Mart has served the North State with free, honest, no-pressure appraisals of your coins, jewelry, diamonds, or broken gold. Whether you're looking to purchase or sell gold and silver bullion, or you have jewelry, gold, platinum, and diamonds, the Gold Mart is your answer. Open 6 days a week. No appointments necessary. See the business with the reputation of Redding's best gold and silver dealer. The Gold Mart, 1191 Hilltop Drive, Redding, across from Country Kitchen.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime? Inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call Group Sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
It's old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Redding business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio for 10 years right here. Hey, looks like it's like 52 degrees. It's going to go up. What's it going to go up to today? Like 78 or something? No,
75.
75. You know what? It is just absolutely beautiful out there. And I want to give a shout out to Eagle Eye Painting. These guys came in and did such a great job on our house. They've gone through a lot of, you know, they go through changes too. And I mean, continuously busy. And they sent out a guy named Chris yesterday. You know, you have those final things you have to do.
The little touch-up place.
And he did more than was, you know, he went, oh, well, he can do this and he can do that. But he came in and did above and beyond. And I just want to thank Dan Scott and Eagle Eye Painting. I'd recommend them without reservation to people. Good work, professional. They know what they're doing. I mean, you can't say much more than that than Eagle Eye Painting and Dan Scott and his people. So, yep. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Carl, for those of you out driving around on I-5, there's some spinouts reported at Dog Creek Road off-ramp on Interstate 5. And then there's backups and delays at I-5 South at the 44 West off-ramp. road maintenance causing a bunch of backups there. So if you're going in those directions, take your time because you're going to be delayed.
Okay. You know, yesterday we had a calf on the road. So
we have a
phone. This is you know what? In Redding, you never know what's going to happen, you know?
Hey, it's free range country out there, a lot of it. You still got that stuff going
on. You know what today is? You know, because Sue, I gave her a mission, and Sue is on it. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Well, good morning, and congratulations to 10 years. And, you know, I have listened to you, I'll bet you, 90% of those 10 years.
Well, you know what?
I think that's probably true, Roberta.
I believe that's true, Roberta. You've been one of our faithful that's been with us. We've had so many, though.
Yeah. You've educated me. You've warmed my heart. You've given me laughter. I just appreciate it so much. And, and it's so wonderful that you have kept this a truly community radio. And I applaud you for that because that's not always easy. Trish, I don't remember just when you came aboard, but you certainly have been a delightful addition. And
thank you, Roberta.
By the way, I've been going to the first Sunday of the month breakfast down at the Frontier Senior Club down in Anderson. And if you want a really, really nice sit-down cafe-style breakfast, complete with a little cup of fruit and orange juice and the best sausage gravy in the whole wide world.
You got me. When's that going to be?
First Sunday of the month.
So
this
Sunday,
8 to 11. Right. Thank you, Roberta.
This Sunday. So anyway, keep it up. We need your radio station.
As long as we have listeners like you and the advertisers that we have, you know, we're still hanging in there. There's days that you could probably buy this station from
real
me
cheap
for like $2.32. But I'd say 99% of the time, Linda and I are so happy that we chose to do this and to interact with our community, have people on to be able to talk about those issues that are important to everybody. It's more than a 30-second soundbite. It's more than something that you might read in the paper. You get a whole hour to take a shot at somebody.
Yes, and it's more than just 2 hours in the morning, too, Carl.
On the weekends, we have wonderful shows on the weekends.
Yes, and also in the evenings.
Oh, yeah, our Monday through Thursday plus high school football this Friday. We got high school football tomorrow night, and during the season, we have the Colt 45s.
Well, and during this celebration, I really just want to say that it's been such a pleasure for me to be a tiny part of this on Thursday, to be
able
to come
in.
Yeah. I just absolutely love the opportunity, and I thank Carl and Linda for that because it's just great to interact with this community.
Well, thanks. Thank you so much, Roberta.
A Marine band. I was a majorette in high school, and I just love marches, so I'm really looking forward to it.
You're going to have a great time. I just encourage everybody to go to that. And by the way, get your tickets because they can only seat like 2,000 people there. And this thing's filling up. There are some tickets left, but I think after today and after a few things we're going to do, it's going to fill up. So thank you, Roberta.
Well, congratulations again, and hey, I'm looking forward to all the shows coming up.
Thanks, Roberta. See you Sunday. Also, remind everybody that along with the breakfast on this Sunday, we're also having a fall plant sale. The wonderful gardener that we've got that's part of our organization, and he's going to have some fantastic plants for your fall garden and winter garden.
Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Good morning. Glad you had that band leader on. I will tell you, and any of the high school kids that are going to be watching the program, I live about 3/4 of a mile from the high school, and I could almost walk down there, but Deschutes is too dangerous a road to be walking on. I got a couple of tickets already because while I was sitting here, I went on Marine Band Ticket Leap and got them. So there.
Yeah, so there. And I tell you what, I know you're going to enjoy it. And thanks to
Coach. There's not a doubt in my mind, but I want to tell you or anybody else that's a young musician, give serious consideration to a career in the service doing what these folks are doing. And if I had to do it over, I would, knowing what I know now, I would probably make a career of special services, because it is a wonderful way to go and so many opportunities, and that ain't a bad life.
Well, you were in the band while you were in the military.
I was in a division band, 82nd Airborne Division in North Carolina.
Now, you got to jump too, right?
No.
Oh, no. No, okay, because, okay.
No,
so
don't accuse me of that. No, I went in. I joined as a trumpet player.
Okay, you know, and Linda had a gig one time with a young piano player who was literally leaving for the Marine Corps in like 2 weeks after that.
Remember him well.
You remember him? And then he did his 4 years, and he came out, and he's back here someplace in town, and he's going to college and all that stuff, married. Yeah, it's great.
Well, you know, it if you've got musical talent, and it's just a wonderful way to go, because you will make money, you will get to travel.
There's so many things about it.
Yeah.
And I was there in the late 60s, and that was a turbulent time. But still, we got to play all over areas of North Carolina. We flew to Charlotte to play for General Westmoreland. Not the worst job in the world.
I would think not. It would be, it's if not. You're a musician, that's got to be, like you said, a good gig.
It is a good gig.
Well, okay. The only bad part of it, in all honesty, was when you're a trumpet player, you're obligated to play taps at funerals.
Oh, yeah.
And I did around 100 of them.
I imagine that you did a lot of those during that time frame.
Well, you know, in North Carolina, there's a lot of retirees and World War I, World War II, Korean, and they were, you know, dying off of natural reasons.
Yeah.
And you go and you sit out in some tobacco field and you wait for the volley of rifles and then you play. And it's an experience I'm darn glad I had. I don't ever want to repeat it.
Yeah, I understand.
But I'm glad I did it.
Very glad. Well, thank you, Coach Bob, for two things.
By the way, the guy that played with Linda a couple of weeks ago at the country club, he and I were both in the same band, and we both did the same thing. We did a lot of funerals.
Wow. Yeah, he's a touring musician. He goes up and down the coast.
Oh, yes, he is. He's a full-fledged professional working musician. And,
that was a great evening. Great evening. Hey, two things. Thank you, one, for your service, and thank you for being such a loyal listener to our station.
Yeah, well, it goes back a ways, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Okay, we got to take a break here. Thanks a lot, Coach.
You haven't made me mad enough to turn you off on the radio, so just keep it up.
Well, you know, we got another 10 years to figure that out. We're going to keep going. Okay, thanks a lot, Coach Bob. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, Four Winds Jewelry is where Linda and Trish find happiness in there sometimes.
Girl can't have too many diamonds or too many guns.
There you go. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off the egg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating our 10th year on the air. This week, this month, next month, next couple of months.
Until the 11th year,
until
for
the 11th
sake.
Year. You know, it's going to be like Linda's birthday. On Linda's 50th birthday, we had it on her birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then we had it again in June. Uh-huh. One in July, celebrated it with mine in August, and I think she had her last birthday celebration. It had been maybe September and October. I'm not sure, and because she said this is a big number. This is a big number.
I have a surrogate daughter back in Virginia, and Judy's 50th birthday. She carried a tiara in her purse the entire year and just had birthday luncheons everywhere.
Well, I think.
What is this thing? It's a big year.
Yeah. Of course, I celebrated my birthday before last, which is a semi-big birthday. And everybody was coming in. My sister, my kids are coming in. People from, Las Vegas, all over, were coming in Southern California. And the car fire hit. So, yeah.
No big deal.
The kids kept coming because I said, look, this is just not a good time to come up. We need all the hotel rooms, blah, blah, blah. And they were staying with us. And my daughter said, is the house on fire? And I went, no, we're fine. She said, we're coming.
There you go.
And we spent a great day and night on Lake Shasta. You couldn't see the other side of the lake because of the smoke.
Yeah.
But we were there. And the kids had a good time. Celebrations, yeah.
So celebrations, hey, and this is a big deal because, you guys don't say this often enough, but the challenge of coming into the business market when you guys did with a radio station, an independent radio station.
When you came in.
I mean, that's probably not the best time in the world to start a business when the economy is totally tanking. But you guys have hung in there and you've kept to the vision that you started with, and that was to be a community place for people to find out what's going on here, have a voice, have a say, be able to be a part of it, agree to disagree openly. present all sides. That's a big challenge, and to keep enough advertisers out there interested enough to make that happen. Because you just don't go on the air and start talking. There's all kinds of costs involved with that.
I think our first month we made $50.
Well,
I mean, because we started in the middle of the month. And,
yeah.
I think that's
no,
all.
I'm just kidding. I think
I know.
It's important to recognize that you, and you, 10 years later, you're bigger and stronger. And
we're up to $100 a month.
You're up to $100 a month? My gosh, you can go to McDonald's twice in a row.
Almost, yeah. Hey, today is National Boyfriend Day. Just so you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And in fact, I don't know if there's a place you can check in and get a boyfriend or if it's just natural.
I was going to say, is there a place that you do this? Or
and it's also.
Is that celebrating somebody you already have?
Yeah, it's also National Techies Day. So there.
Okay.
You know, hey, can you give us a quick update, Sue? Because you said there's some stuff going on the road. There.
We have around 14 areas between Reading and the Oregon border being affected.
Not, we don't have to hit every one of them.
Exactly. I just want to say, you know, if you're traveling the I-5 corridor between Reading and Oregon, just expect delays. We do have a lane closure from Pine Grove Avenue, 2.6 miles north of Oasis. So that's the closest one. But however, if you're traveling, let's say, between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta, ongoing delays, and just past Weed all the way up to the Oregon border, a couple of incidents, too many to mention. So just remember, folks, it's going to take you time to travel on I-5.
And I just want to throw out one thing. That area between Reading and Cottonwood is 55 miles an hour. It's been that way for a while.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. And people stop trying to bump and move and make everybody go faster. I have seen so many close accidents where those water trucks, the water tenders are coming out onto the road. There's signs saying that, and you got some idiot weaving and diving through the traffic trying to go faster. It's 55 miles an hour. Get over it.
And just do it. It's 4 miles.
Do it.
I think it's 4 miles.
Well, it's 7 miles.
Okay, 7 miles.
But it is what it is. It's been that way. It's going to be that way. Somebody's going to get killed out there if people do not slow down.
Highway patrols are out there all the time with their guns and with their radar guns. And one of them, I don't stop anybody. He says, below 80. Think about this. A 55 and they're going 80, 75 to 80 and a 55. And he says, do you have any idea how much money that is? That's not just your regular ticket. Yeah. They start quadrupling
But they need to start going after the people doing 70 and 65 as well. Because I drive that probably at least once a day, and sometimes I drive it 2 and 3 times a day, and it is what it is. Slow down. We're all going to get there, but I've seen so many close, specifically with the construction workers, and I want to just, you can all be ashamed of yourselves when somebody gets killed out there trying to do their job because you needed to save 3 minutes or 3 seconds getting where you're going. Slow down.
You know, I want to talk about this movie that's going to be playing Saturday night at the Cascade Theater. It costs $10 to get in. Half of that goes to help homeless veterans. But the movie's called Oil Dale. We had the director and the writer and the producer on earlier this week, and it's a tale about how an aspiring country singer in Bakersfield suburb found support and friendship from a trio of homeless veterans. And the story is they are on their own, these two kids, an 18-year-old and a 13-year-old, and that they don't have enough money, and they befriend these three homeless veterans, but it turns out to be a lot more than that. See, they open their house for rooms, and the veterans in turn help them in ways they could have never imagined. So when you think about it, it's an independent motion picture. It's the people that put it on are they are so truly there to support veterans, especially homeless veterans, and half of each ticket goes to our own Veterans Resource Center, who has a place here in town that has 12 veterans that they've taken in, that have gotten them through the alcohol and drug counseling, have gotten them on their feet, and it's a constant rotation as they step up and get a job or get home, that another one comes in. But
you know,
great. It's going to be Saturday night, Cascade Theater. It's $10, and let me tell you what time it starts. It starts at 7 p.m.
There are resources out there. We just need to keep digging until we find them.
They're there. If people want help, we have all the help in the world.
That's right.
Okay, we got to take a break, and we're going to be right back after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's beautiful out there today. It's like 56 degrees going up to 75 today. All right, we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is making no bones about it. He'd like to see Ukraine launch an investigation into the financial dealings of former Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter.
President Zelensky, if it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens, because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%.
Mr. Trump telling reporters at the White House a few minutes ago that China should also look into Hunter Biden.
Because I'm sure that President Xi does not like being under that kind of scrutiny, where billions of dollars is taken out of his country by a guy that just got kicked out of the Navy.
Congressional investigators and the presidential impeachment inquiry are now hearing from the Trump administration's former special envoy to Ukraine, who's being interviewed behind closed doors on Capitol Hill.
Kurt Volker resigned last week after being asked to testify to Congress about the whistleblower complaint, which says that President Trump in July prodded Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky for an investigation of Joe Biden and his son. The complaint says Volker met in Kiev with Zelensky and other Ukrainian political figures one day after that July 25th phone call, providing advice on how to navigate President Trump's demands.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. At least four people are dead in a shocking knife attack inside the Paris police headquarters. A 20-year-old police employee said to be responsible was fatally shot. There's been no word on a motive. Wall Street is tanking again today. The slide blamed on a disappointing report on the economy service sector. The Dow's three-day loss now exceeds 1,000 points. Right now, the blue-chip index down about 84 points. The Nasdaq is off 10. The S&P currently down 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jury selection in New York in the drug trafficking trial of a brother of the Honduran president. Prosecutors allege he used his government connections to move U.S.-bound cocaine through Honduras.
Prosecutors in the U.S. say that Joaquin Guzman, widely known as El Chapo, personally handed the money to Tony Hernandez. They say the payment was made in exchange for state protection for the illegal activities of the Sinaloa cartel in Honduras. President Juan Orlando Hernandez has previously denied allegations that he had received drugs money to finance his electoral campaign. Honduras and other Central American nations play a strategic role in the drug trafficking operations controlled by Mexican cartels.
That's the BBC's Leonardo Rocha. The European Union's highest court says that Facebook can be ordered by individual member states to remove or block access to material that was previously declared unlawful. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A big retailer rolling out a health care pilot program for its employees.
Coverage for Walmart and Sam's Club's workers in Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Northwest Arkansas would begin January 1st. While employees will be connected with local doctors and specialists, there will be fewer choices than under the current plan. The goal is to make services available to the 1 million workers and family members on the company's health insurance program. Workers can use doctors who are not on the company's list, but it will cost more. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Facebook under the microscope on Capitol Hill. A congressional committee requesting a trove of internal Facebook documents. Company's critics say those documents will demonstrate how the social media giant unfairly used its market dominance to crush or absorb the competition. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the NASDAQ is now in positive territory. It's up 10 points. The S&P, 2 points higher. The Dow is still down. It's off 33 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio for the past 10 years. I'm here with Trish Clark, and Sue's at the helm. Good morning, everybody. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's it look like out there?
Well, it's 60 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 75, a low this evening of 45, and on Friday, a sunny with a high near 76 and low of 50. On Saturday, we're looking for, on Saturday, high of 84 and low of 55. And on Sunday, a high of 89 and a low of 56. Going into next week, we're going to see low 90s and high 80s through the week. Sunshine, no rain in sight. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, hey, look, a lot of things going on here this weekend. One of them starts tomorrow. The weekend starts tomorrow with?
With on at 11 o'clock at the Wind River Event Center is the 22nd Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon sponsored by Seroptimist International of Reading. Want to encourage everybody to be involved in this. This is the organization that gives pays for mammograms and other testing services for women who need them in Shasta County. They've been doing this for 38 years. It's a great organization. They have a great guest speaker that's going to be there, the author of Fighting Pretty, Kara Skavelstad. And not an opportunity you want to miss, 11 o'clock tomorrow at the Wind River Event Center. Tickets still available, but they are selling out.
That's right. And also the black and white Boondocker Ball that's for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And you know what? I have tickets for that. Each pass I have is good for two people, and I have three of those. So there's six people that can attend the Boondocker Ball. The tickets are $35 a piece, so you get them for free. Costume contest, live music. You don't have to get in a costume, of course. But you're going to have a great time, dinner, live auction. It's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall, and it's going to be from 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. this Saturday, the Black and White Boondocker Ball, dinner, dance, and costume contest. I think it's, you know what?
That sounds like fun.
I've been to them, and they are cool. I think I dressed up like Patton one year. And go into this. But it's great. For more information, call 378-2280. But if you want tickets to this, and I have tickets, just give us a call, 605-4567. Tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., in support of the YMCA, Shasta Family YMCA Youth Programs, you can have breakfast with Badges and Bears. That's right. You've got the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department from Reading and Anderson, Cal Fire, and the California Highway Patrol. And they're going to serve breakfast and coffee to you and for tips. And all the tips go into the fund for the YMCA, and Black Bear Diner is going to match donated tips up to $500. So
there you go.
This is a great way to go in, and you can talk to the police, local police. I was called and told, talk about the upcoming Marine Corps Ball. I'm choking here. I get choked up.
About the Marine Corps Ball.
You are cordially invited to the 244th birthday of the United States Marine Corps birthday from when we were first formed. It's going to be Sunday, November 10th. No host bar. Opens up at 5 p.m. And mess call will sound at 6:30. Guest speaker will be Colonel Brendan Kearney, United States Marine Corps retired. He was with the 4th Marines and Desert Storm. His topic is Band of Brothers and Sisters, music, dancing, all of this. And you have to give Mike Gutierrez a call. Are you ready? 524-7595. That's 524-7595. And to lock on your seats, I think tickets, and again, keeping the price down, $35. Tables for $350. If you want to bring your people from your business, you are welcome to it. So give me a call at 605-4565 or give Mike a call at 524-7595 for the Marine Corps Ball.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Hey. Marine Corps Ball, that sounds like such fun.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Is
sounds
every Marine Corps ball is a ceremony. We take ours right out of the landing manual. This is in the same, wherever you are, and if there, if you can put it on like this, because I've been in combat zones and all this, and I have a, you know, after this show, I'll tell you about a great story we had for the Marine Corps birthday, and I was in the jungles in the Philippines and how we celebrated it that day. But it's the same thing, you know, the cakes marched on, the oldest and the youngest mariners there. Oh, gosh, swords and the pipes and the, you know, the pipes and drums are there. It's a great dinner. We read General Lejeune's message, and he wrote back in like 1918 about any time that two Marines are together, you will celebrate the Marine Corps birthday together. I mean, it is absolutely, you know, it's a fabulous night. See a lot of guys in uniforms, but, you know.
But you don't have to be in military.
No, not at all. You know, and I'm in a tuxedo that night. We toast all the other services. It's just a great time.
I bet it is.
So, okay. Hey, well, we got Mike Flanagan on the line. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Hey, thanks for waking up, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
Hey,
if I wake up, I want to wake up with you.
I don't even know what to say about that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything.
You all have something coming up this weekend. It's called Easy Key Steps to Effective Citizen Journalism. What is that?
Yeah, it was a great opportunity that kind of came together with Lisa Loving out of Portland, Oregon, and she's an award-winning journalist, and she's done so many different types of journalism that we were, and she's written a book that's called Keys to it's called Street Journalism, and it's really a great chance for any person. You don't have to be a real journalist like yourself, or you could just be somebody that likes to read the news or listen to the radio, and it's a great chance to sort through your ideas and kind of learn how to research them properly and then put them into a format that allows a person to share them effectively, because so many times, you know, you have a message you want to get out there, but you're not sure how to do it. It could be, you know, at a public comment at city council, or a letter to the editor, or maybe just a social media post. It's just so important that this day and age that we get facts and we get the truth, because there's so much, and social media has really enabled so many people to become authorities on stuff that they necessarily, you know, aren't always the best.
Aren't always the best? How about totally or not the best?
Yeah. And we both see it.
We see it all the time. Here's your chance to learn how to be a, I love this, how to be a street journalist covering news in your community, how to write your rant.
Yeah, and that's one of the workshops. She's gonna. It's from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and it's only a $10 donation to SCAC TV, and she's focusing on the rant writing, and then she's also doing another one on fact checking. And boy, I'll tell you, the fact checking workshop is just so highly praised at different workshops that she's done in other cities, and it's so important, particularly here in Reading, because I think a lot of people remember not too long ago, a couple months. That poor senior citizen down in Anderson who was sued for thousands of dollars because she retweeted something, and the person back east got an attorney and took her to court, and she was trying to do a GoFundMe because she didn't have enough money to pay for this lawsuit.
Yeah.
So it really is dangerous out there if you're retweeting stuff and without checking your facts.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to hold you over here to the over the break here, Mike. But, you know, before I get things on Facebook, I look at it, and I go, okay.
Better check that out.
I'm going to check that. Well, I actually, you know, so I go to a couple of them. There's Fact Check, and there's a couple others that are pretty good. But I go to Snopes, too. And you find out that some of what they're saying is true. It's partially true. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that is just so far out there that but people just...
But you also want to check those fact sources because they're not always accurate as well.
Right.
They have some liberal leanings or conservative leanings that color what their interpretation of it is.
So
you need to put a bunch of them together before you put your neck out.
I think what we're going to do with our new website is I'm going to probably do that. I'm going to put down two or three, hey, check your facts before you share or, you know, of course, I don't have a Twitter account. So.
But I mean, Snopes has bit me a couple of times with their no, this is not true, only to find out, well, actually, it is true.
They say three times you're supposed to check things three times.
Well, that makes sense. Hey, okay. We got to take a quick break.
I was just going to say that the winner of those tickets was Jim Sharp.
Jim Sharp. Okay, Jim, come on in and get yours. And we're going to take a quick break here. And Jim or Mike, hang on to the other side because I want to talk a little bit about. The SCAC, too. Trish.
Yes.
Sleep number.
So important.
You know.
My sleep number is 55.
My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 45. But did you know that there's 1,800 NFL pro football players sleeping on sleep number now? They have partnered up. And can you imagine on a Sunday night after a game when you've had – you know, especially if you're a lineman, you weigh 275 pounds, but you've got guys 275, 300, 310 pounds banging on you for 2.5 hours, you know, and you can't help but think that all I want to do is lay down and sleep. That's all I want to do is sleep. And I tell you what, your sleep number. And you do not, you know, relationships are compromises. You don't have to compromise with your sleep number bed. My sleep number setting, like I said, was 60. Linda's sleep number setting was 45. And, you know, she sleeps on her side of the mattress with what she wants. And, you know what, this is compromise in so many things. But we each grab that remote, and you can change it during the night. And with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping through the night. And with the new Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, if that's what you opt for, it tracks how you're sleeping so you can know every morning just how well you slept. You ever wake up in the morning and you think, wow, that was an eventful night when you get up? But you can gain insights that way. Now, they have a fall sale going on right now where a queen Sleep Number 360 smart bed is only $1,399. But you're not going to find them anywhere else but the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. So head on down there. 8:17 in the morning, 57 degrees, going up to 75 today. It is so beautiful. Thank you for being with us, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
With the gold market at a six-year high, you may have hundreds to thousands of dollars or more hidden away. For over 30 years, the Gold Mart has served the North State with free, honest, no-pressure appraisals of your coins, jewelry, diamonds, or broken gold. Whether you're looking to purchase or sell gold and silver bullion, or you have jewelry, gold, platinum, and diamonds, the Gold Mart is your answer. Open 6 days a week. No appointments necessary. See the business with the reputation of Redding's best gold and silver dealer. The Gold Mart, 1191 Hilltop Drive, Redding, across from Country Kitchen.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime? Inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call Group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We're Billy and Patrick. For our friends at Redding Kia, we've got some great news.
The Kia Summer Clearance event is going on right now with exciting deals on every vehicle in Kia's award-winning lineup.
And the awards just keep on coming.
Kia has just been named the highest-ranked mass-market brand in initial quality 5 years in a row. Highest-ranked 5 years in a row.
And right now is a great time to celebrate this achievement with the Kia Summer Clearance event.
You'll find great savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Kia.
Like the 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, the 2019 Kia Niro Hybrid.
I have one and I love it.
And the 2020 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage.
Every model in Kia's inventory is priced to go.
Check RedingKia.com for all the details that make a great deal at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding.
Billy is the marketing manager at Redding Kia. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Redding Kia Summer Clearance ends September 30th, 2019. RedingKia.com.
It's old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Redding business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Put it together and we'll get it undone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We're celebrating 10 years on the air. I'm here with Trish Clark, who's been with us a large part of that. You know,
I'm going to say about 7-8 years.
Yeah, one way or the other, you've been with us. Yeah. And you know what? And Trish is my go-to girl. If I can't be there, if I'm on assignment, which is rare, but it's occasionally it happens, we're traveling, and Trish is always my go-to girl.
Well, you know, if I'm in town, it's probably a pretty clear shot that I'm not doing anything between 7 and 9 in the morning.
And usually Monday through Wednesday and Friday, it's probably you're sleeping.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. This is another organization that supported us for a long time. And we appreciate them, but we also appreciate them for another reason, is that what they've done for our community. They started that one ward to get people that are danger to themselves and others off the streets and put them in a bed, get them treated, get them stabilized. And they can hold them, I shouldn't say hold them, but they can keep them there for 72 hours
mm-hmm.
until they things have stabilized with the person. And so they can be helped that way.
And maybe targeted towards what?
Looking to go into a permanent solution. But that's one of the many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does for our community. Speaking of somebody that does something for our community, is we have Mike Flanagan on the line. He heads up the Shasta County Arts Council, And he's got something coming on this weekend about if you ever wanted to write something, but you say, I don't know if I'm good enough. They've got a class coming up this weekend that's going to tell you how to write your rants to the newspaper, but also it's going to tell you how to check social media so you don't get in trouble for this, or that you just don't pass on something that is so blatantly untrue. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, you don't want to end up getting sued.
Hey, tell everybody what the Shasta County Arts Council is, will you?
Yeah, well, it was great listening to your commercials, because, you know, what some people tend to forget is that's what keeps the lights on. And Shasta Regional Medical Center, like you said, you know, they've been sticking with you and making things possible. And over at our place at SCAC, Shasta County Arts Council, we cover Shasta County. We're not funded in any way at all by Shasta County, the County of Shasta. So I kind of want to point that out, because we're a nonprofit, and a lot of nonprofits are kind of struggling right now because of a lot of changes that have happened with tax deductions for donating and the sort. But I think a lot of people think that we have more money than we do. But one of the things that we have been thanks to you in a certain part, too, because you were on the advisory committee, we have SCAC-TV, which stands for Shasta Community Access Channels. Now, access is funded by your cable bill, and there's a little tiny spot in there where they charge you like maybe 10 cents or something like that, and all that money goes into the city, gets it from the cable company, and with that money they buy gear. They don't fund to people, but they buy gear. So it's a lonely life for me over there, because the Arts Council has some money set aside to pay for me to help the community use this TV video gear. And that's kind of the basis of SCAC-TV. We run three channels on Spectrum Charter, which is the tourism channel, the government channel, and education channel. And so my job is to try to find free content, because we don't have money to buy content, and get local people to produce, you know, stuff that's interesting to them, because it's about shaping our community and making it better.
And, you know, you can come over and take classes, because you have cameras, or video cameras, I mean state-of-the-art stuff that people can use to make content. And we, Shasta County Art Council and Free Fire Radio, have been working on this, obviously not real diligently, but about getting a couple of our shows done live, coming across your TV channels.
Yeah, I was going to try. Actually, that was going to be my call today, because I figured, like I said, until they figured out how Rachel Hatchett was kind of kidding me about cloning myself, and until we do that, I'm going to ask all the callers to hound you, Carl, to get your TV show together.
Well,
because, you know, you have fans.
Well, we have.
They want to see you. And you really have, you know, the joke about a face for radio. You actually are a good-looking man. And you get your wife up there, and we can get your whole team. It would be really exciting to put together a show, a video show, so people can actually see behind the scenes all the hard work that you guys are doing over there. I think it'd be exciting.
Okay, Mike, thanks so much for calling in. And again, this weekend, this Saturday, and what time does it start?
Yeah, it starts at 10 o'clock, and we can probably fit about 100 people into the room. And right now, we're probably looking at about 30. And it's good for kids as well. We have some teens that are interested in this, and we have some retired people that are also excited about learning how to cover events effectively in the community and share them on media. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh,
yeah,
you bet, Mike.
Thanks for calling me.
And thanks for what you do for our community, man.
Oh, thank you, and congratulations, 10 years. I'm excited.
Yeah, you know what? It just, in some ways, especially when everything just turns off, it seems like yesterday. Thanks, Mike. Hey,
what do you mean we're not on the air?
Well, you know, it's yesterday, because sometimes the everything is on a satellite feed, except hit this. If they're live shows, they're not. And so sometimes there's a pause, and we are so tuned to this, you know, the radio is always on in the background. You're so tuned to it that, you know, cause you hear this, you know, you hear the,
and
you know,
if it's not, it's
and
like,
then
what,
all of a sudden it goes off, and Diane comes screeching around the corner, and she goes, or screaming around the corner. She comes, we're off. And I, oh, jump up. And by the time I got in to check it, we're back on again because the satellite feed had dropped 33 seconds. And 33 seconds is a long time.
You know, it's amazing because you think a minute is, okay, with standby for 1 minute. And if you really stop and think about that minute, it's a long time. It's a, things are happening. It's like a big pause, dead air.
When you're interviewing somebody, especially, we had a politician on one time who was running for office, and I threw him a softball that you can't, I mean, should have hit it out of the park. Well, why should we vote for you? And he just looked at me like a deer in the headlights. And it was like silence, just silence. And then Linda saved him and said something. And so he got back on track again. But it was silent for like 4 or 5 seconds. And let me tell you something. He didn't win the election. I'm sure that wasn't the reason why.
Could have been.
It could have been.
You know, I've laughed about that because most of the time when we do interviews in here, it's a conversation.
Yeah,
it's back and forth. We ask
a
question. Somebody will answer. Only a couple of times have I had someone at the other microphone that you ask them a question and you get these one-word answers back.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, boy, but after that can be a long 15 minutes when you're trying to get them to say something about it and they just don't.
Yeah.
And so you're right, trying to fill the airtime and come up with longer questions.
And be perky.
Exactly.
You need Linda. Linda paints the picture. She circles around, you know, talking about it, and then she comes in. But we've had that happen. The guy, she took a, asked like a minute and a half of a question, explaining it and all that, and the guy goes, yeah. And that was it. And he looked at us. And
like, this is a great story. Yeah. Tell me more.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons is the premier retirement community here in Reading, and it's not assisted living. This is where you go that you've had enough. You've had enough of the yard. You've had enough of cooking every night. They got a gourmet chef. It's like a little mini cruise ship right here at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 to see what River Commons can do for you and how you can have a great time being at River Commons. And by the way, they are pet friendly. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, 8:31 in the morning here on the 3rd of October, 2019.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Choosing your battles, pick yourself up and
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. We've launched our new website and people are getting used to the chat page. I think there's going to be a couple of tweaks. We have to do that. It's changed around a little bit. The new chats are up at the top of the page, of the chat page. You can go right to the, it's a lot easier to get into. You don't have to go through anything, but check that out too. Good morning, everybody. 8:36 in the morning. Carl Bott and Frisch Clark here on the third. It's, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Been with us since the other station, came over to this station and been with us the whole time. And I can't say enough about, DC and Tim and Logan and the fact that it's a better known business. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut, and it's Man's Last Stronghold, all at one place. I mean, you can't beat that. Okay.
So I want to make just a little traffic note.
Okay.
For whatever reason, maybe it's the change in the temperature, I'm not sure, but a lot of us drive on the rural roads or you're out in the areas where deer are, that they're on the move. We've had so many calls, so many accidents related to deer, so as you're out on those roads that stretches up to Shingletown or going north or once you get out of the city limits, actually, be real careful, especially Bear Creek Road, 299 East, Texas Springs Road, up towards Shingletown, Highway 44. The deer are out there and they're moving, so beware because it's not a fun thing to have one of them hit your car or you hit them.
That's right. And I tell you what, if you're on a motorcycle, it has a severe impact on you. Hey, some people had a question about this class that's going to be over at the old City Hall about the Citizen Journalism. It's going to be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be at Old City Hall. It's by Lisa Loving, who has written a book, Street Journalism, Street Journalists Covering News in Your Community, How to Write Your Rant. So, and also how to check your social media facts. Now, the Board of Supervisors voted 5-0 to not support the expansion of the Wind River Rancheria. Now, I wrote this to a friend yesterday. I was going to publish on Facebook, but I didn't, because it was late in the afternoon. And when I get these thoughts late in the afternoon, I find it probably better not to put it on Facebook because it's just kind of random thoughts. I find it interesting. This is late Wednesday afternoon random thoughts. I find it interesting that the Board of Supervisors voted 5-0 against the Redding Rancheria expansion. Well, I know one for sure told me, he or she, I'm not going to say who it is, he or she told me they had no problems with the expansion before. I think Les Baugh finally said what the bottom line was, money. Is it because, in their opinion, the tribe was not paying enough to the city and county via taxes, fees, permits, etc.? It's also been brought up as a reason with the city also. What I don't know is how much is enough, $3 million, $5 million, $10 million? Or perhaps the tribe should give the city and the county their own card room there and a bank of slots. Maybe that's what would do it. You know, hey, this area right here is going to be, all the money you make right here is going to go right into the city and the county. No, I think less was because
I don't think there's any question that it is money, but I think it's a comparison of what a similar business, if they came in and were not part of that sovereign nation, would pay for a similar business.
But they are not. They are not. But no matter what you think about
that's exactly right. But Carl, here, and that is the point. So they're taking a position because I think that the existing casino is there. They have decided whether that's good for the community or bad for the community, and that we've lived with that. When the subject came up about the fact that the motel, the hotel, the gas station, all of those things that in fact have been operating like any other business in Shasta County and have been paying sales tax and TOT tax and property tax, or all those things that any normal business would be paying. And that along with the expansion of the casino or the new casino, because the other casino, it's my understanding, will go away.
It goes away.
And so there will be just the one casino. But in addition to just that casino property and whatever they develop on that, now they're in the process of encompassing all those areas that in fact have been paying tax and are no longer going to. I think that started a whole different look at what was going on, and so.
But if the same group of the same group of supervisors and city council had been here, whenever they started the other casino with this attitude type thing, they'd still just be a bingo parlor down there.
The city council took a position at that time because those things sprung up. Those were their dedicated sovereign lands at the time. The state passed the law, and there really wasn't – it wasn't like they were going through a process to have it designated as sovereign land, which is what the difference is now. There's no – if it was already designated sovereign land, we would not be having this discussion because we wouldn't – there wouldn't be any decisions to make. They'd just go build it. The difference now is that they're in the process of having it designated sovereign land. That's why you have a position or an ability to weigh in on the decision and perhaps change that decision. Once it's designated sovereign land, we can make all the objections we want to, they want.
And I think that's the thing that goes into the – it's at the BIA right now. The decision is probably going to be coming out.
Previous boards and city councils did not have any say. Nobody asked the question.
Well,
they just built
it. Nobody really has a say anyway. I mean,
no, they don't.
People are upset and all this.
I mean, but you could sway the council. I'm thinking that if there's enough opposition, then that decision could be different. But I can see both sides of the situation.
City and county. This is one of the comments coming in here. There's two comments. If the tribe pays for the off ramps to Smith Lane, then the traffic problems disappear. And the next comment was, city and county, we're never going to get tax money from a casino, and it's a joke to pretend that the Strawberry Fields parcel is valuable to the area as a weed-choked, nearly abandoned parcel. And that's just comments coming in from our listeners.
I will say that this is one of those things that happens, and I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm sure that whatever they build,
well, we don't either.
It will be a nice casino. I don't have the idea of a casino on the freeway doesn't bother me in the least. That hasn't, you know, I think, and in fact, there's a lot of money going out of Shasta County down to Corning that will end
come
up
here
now, that will come here. So, I mean, I can make arguments on both sides. I will say that I can find credence in the argument about the existing sales tax, TOT tax.
Right.
At those things,
question is,
well,
this,
so what
this
if they
is
decide,
how much this is how much we want you to pay us. I mean,
there is an impact of gaming on the community,
right, so,
that reaches into social services, reaches into all parts of county government, which the county is not adequately in the past. I don't know the situation now. In the past, the county was not adequately paid for those services that they were required to provide based on the gaming
well,
in the community.
See, And I'm not sure how much goes in either. So, you know, I'm at spot of ignorance here. However, I don't know how much that figure is and what how much they need, because we're woefully unfunded also for, obviously, for our jail and our AB 109 and 47 and 57. I mean, those things too. Anyway, okay. When we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the impeachment.
Absolutely.
Because I think I just can't wait to hear what you say about this impeachment process. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And I tell you what, people have come to me saying their fire insurance is not going to be renewed. And I point them at Judy Maxwell. And the person, and one of the people I pointed, Judy Maxwell's office, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, comes back and says not only are they able to help, but they're switching all their insurance, their business, everything over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial because of the way they're treated. I can't say more than that. Give them a call at 221-0441. Trish Clark and I will be back after these messages. It's about 56 degrees going up to 76 today, a beautiful day. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
It's old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Reading business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, celebrating 10 years on the air. Thank you to all of our listeners out there, all of our advertisers. Can't say enough about you all. And one of them is Home Helpers, Reading Home Helpers. If your loved ones need some extra help, whether it's 2 hours a day or if it's all day long, 3 or 4 days a week or 7 days a week, go to Home Helpers. Sharon Clark's been doing this for 15 years, and she is the premier agency in Northern California for helping out. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. It's ReadingHomeHelpers.com. I got to hear what you're saying about impeachment here in our last segment.
Well, I think that the incredible, it's incredible that you can have a bunch of people talking about they're going to impeach President Trump for looking into not even, I mean, he looked into a thing about Biden. Everything that Biden did that we knew about, that we talked about, actually, was out there, but it was no big deal. His son was making all this money with all these companies, and he was bragging and threatening them that, hey, you don't get rid of this guy and you don't get off my son's back.
We don't know he said, get off my son's back.
But that is certainly the, this investigator was investigating the company that his son was, at any rate, he's on the air. I mean, he's threatening and he's bragging about it. And that's a lot of evidence to put aside. And then they come up and make up, I think that we're getting right now to where you can see with the impeachment thing, that they had the information just like they did with Kavanaugh up front and beforehand. They set this whole thing up, tried to set it up as a whistleblower. It really isn't. It looks like it was probably a CIA informant put together by attorneys. All of that is out there, and there's so much information, and yet you can listen to the talking heads lie and lie and lie. And I have people that I know that believe that everything they say is true. How can that possibly be? How can that possibly continue to believe when there's so much evidence to the contrary?
Because they want it. Because since the beginning, you know what? Whatever you think of Trump, since the man was inaugurated. Before he was inaugurated, the attack's been on. And somebody like Adam Schiff, who is the head of the Intelligence Committee for the House of Representatives, this is kind of a scary thing because he gets up there and he makes a statement, you know, like he's reading from what the phone conversation was, and it wasn't. He made up things. Didn't have anything except there was a conversation, but everything he said in there was a lie. And then he says,
parody.
Oh, I thought everybody would know it's just a parody. Well, no, because people hear a congressman saying things. This is what it was on the record. And then he had come back and, like I said, that was a parody. Well, no, Adam, it wasn't a parody. It was a lie that you were doing. The other thing is about that is that they've had that information for weeks, and he did. And he may not have met the whistleblower, but his people met him.
Oh.
No, I mean, they said that.
We don't know that he did, but we don't know that he didn't.
Because he said he didn't. But then again, here's a chance for, I think people need to realize that if this happens, and this is only the third impeachment proceedings. The first one was Andrew Johnson. The second one was Nixon, but he never got into that. He resigned.
He didn't get
into
the proceedings.
Clinton was impeached by a vote in the House of Representatives. You have to have 67 votes to impeach, to find a sitting president guilty. And when it went into the Senate, it was 50-50 on one of them. And he was brought in for a lying under oath. He brought in for three different charges.
Objection to justice.
And they did not get enough. And there were some Republicans that voted not to find him guilty. They didn't feel like it was enough of a high crime and misdemeanor to remove the president. So here we go with this one, and it's going to paralyze anything going on until it's over. And again, the Democrats can't run on what they want to accomplish, but how to take him down.
And actually, Carl, I believe from the very beginning that that has been that they have no desire to win the next election. I think they don't think they can win the next election because they don't have a candidate. But the important thing to remember is that the path they're seeking is, in fact, to delegitimize this presidency, make everything that he has done absolutely off the record because he simply never was the president. They want to remove him, take him out. The next guy in line will be Pence. We could end up.
They're already starting on Pence.
Absolutely. And if we could end up with Nancy Pelosi as the president.
No, because. And then
Hillary will put a hit on her, and then it'll revert back to Hillary being the president.
Well, Hillary has gone on.
Because that's where she wants to go.
Hillary has gone again and said that he's an illegitimate president. Well, no, Hillary. He's not.
We know that there were many reasons why he won that election.
And
yeah,
most of them,
Hillary, because you were a terrible candidate is one of them.
By the way, I just want to mention Bernie Sanders, who this man who has more makes Joe Biden look like he's in bed half the time, which maybe he is, by the energy this man puts out. I mean, whether you agree with Bernie or not, one, he got totally
shafted by
the Democrats and the last time because they wanted
Clinton,
Hillary,
that's right.
and now he had a heart attack and they put two stents in, and we wish the best for him. We may not agree with, but you know what, Bernie has never backed off, and you always know where Bernie stands.
Why? You know, I never could understand though. I mean that loyalty that runs through the Democratic, I get loyalty for lack of a better word. That runs through the Democratic stream where they can be shafted so badly and so openly and so deliberately, and why he didn't come out against Hillary, why he's now back in here and not saying, you don't ever hear him say anything about it. I've never heard him refer to the fact how badly the Democratic Party and Hillary shafted
him. It was
him.
Stolen. He never fixed it so he never would have a chance.
And they
it
talk
was just
about fixing
totally,
elections,
totally
and they're
corruption.
The ones that did.
Totally corruption on that. Now, here's my whole concern about this. Nothing's going to happen to move us forward when it comes to things like infrastructure, dealing with this problem, and the Democrats have finally admitted that we have a huge problem on the border here. We have a huge immigration problem. Nothing's going to happen. Everything is going to be going into this. And the Democrats, I know a lot of those Democrats, they're in those kind of close to purple areas, and this thing happens and this election takes off, they're going to lose. Because the American people, the majority of the American people are against having this impeachment, and they're not going to forget it.
Here's my real fear, is that's all the Democrats are going to concentrate on, and they're going to go. And there's a real chance that they, in fact, might actually go through the impeachment process in the House. My concern is with the Republican Party. Where are the Republicans? Why are they not out taking advantage of all of the things that the Democrats are now doing, and why aren't they out there pushing this and talking about it? They keep backing off. They keep, all you got to do is just kind of threaten them a little bit, and they immediately lose it. Is it going to go into the Senate and have the Republicans so weak-kneed that they can't fight back and do what they need to do to stop it?
I don't know. You know, the thing is that how many Republican senators are they going to be able to hold the line? Because Republicans have a tendency not to. I see this other side, and you know what? The Democrats get in a lockstep, and that's one thing they've done. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens on this.
Republicans would act like Republicans and start supporting this president.
Well, I think they will. I think when it comes up, I'm not even sure that it's going to get out of the House of Representatives, and I'll tell you why. And they come in and say, okay, we want to ask questions too. We want to put people under oath also. And you're not going to be able to limit it to just the people you want. We want to bring in people, including you, Adam Schiff, about this whole thing. When did you hear about it?
Can they do it?
Put them under oath.
Will they be able to do that in the process in the House of in the House?
I
know they will in the Senate. The president gets to defend himself.
Well, they've got to bring up this. They've got to bring it up, and he has a President Clinton had a team that was defending him in the House of Representatives. But I think they also knew there was no way he was going to be. You know, they were going to get the 67 votes it was going to take to impeach him. But they still had it. You know, they still put a defense up there. So Trump will too, and I got a feeling this is going to be a no holds barred battle that the Democrats are going to be. There's going to be a lot of collateral damage on this whole thing. But the thing is, it's collateral damage to our country.
Well, and that's the problem, because I think that if in fact this goes forward, if in fact it were to happen, mm-hmm. I think you would see whatever form a civil war takes in this day and age.
Well, the civil war of words.
Of words, yeah. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we got to run. Hey, tomorrow we've got two new doctors coming into town that we want to talk about. These guys in college, these are people that Dr. Paius DeNuca brought in. That it's going to be an interesting conversation on cancer and the variety of methods that they're going to be treating. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you.